Welcome to the Orlando Holiday Guide Podcast Show, presented by Hugh Hattrick in association with its Orlando Time Facebook page. Trusted, acknowledged, and respected. Good morning and welcome to Hattrick's Orlando Holiday Guide Podcast Show with me, Hugh Hattrick. Well, I hope you are all well. And if you're living in Britain as you're listening to this podcast, it's pretty horrendous weather. There's snow, there's possibilities of ice, there's been flooding, there's been delays, and we'll cover all of that in the show. But also, today's main topic is driving in Orlando. What are the things to watch out for, and how does it all work? So, let's get started straight away on Hattrick's Orlando Holiday Guide. Now, as this show goes out later on, Monday afternoon, kind of Monday evening time, we'll still be looking at delays from airports such as Heathrow and Gatwick. So if you're about to head off to Orlando in the next few days, make sure you check with your airports and your airline carrier, check on the internet, things like that, check the weather reports, because it may well be that there are some delays from you leaving Britain to get to Orlando and you don't want to be having any problems. So make sure you plan ahead. Now, the good news is it's great weather over in Orlando. In fact, for the next couple of weeks, it's pretty good. In most cases, it's going to be up to 29 to 30 degrees, with the odd day when it's around about 23. But to be fair, to summarise the weather, it's going to be pretty decent over the next couple of weeks in Orlando. But the topic I would like to talk about today is driving, because whether you've been there a few times or if it's your first time to Orlando, it is a little bit different than anywhere else. Now, obviously, they drive on the other side of the road. The steering wheel is on the left-hand side and you drive over on the right. So, very the opposite of what it is in Britain. But it's actually quite easy to get used to driving in America. Now, when you are arriving at Orlando Main International Airport, it is a massive, massive airport. So, what you need to do is to check exactly where you're going. Now, if you have booked a villa, you might want to take the south exit of the airport, because that tends to take you down towards Kissimmee and the likes of Celebration, and it's not too far away. It should probably only take you about 20-25 minutes. But be aware, there are toll roads. Now, you might want to take the west, it's the west exit, or the one that goes into Orlando, if you're going to a hotel in Orlando itself or towards International Drive, because that will be more direct. Now, of course, it's much easier if you're getting a transfer direct from the airport, then you just simply get on the bus and off you go. Now, in America, obviously the insurance is slightly different. When you try and rent a car, they will probably try and upgrade you or try and sell you everything. So just be aware, in most times when you're renting a car, it will come with the full insurance if that's what you select. And if you do have full excess cover, then you don't really need to upgrade it unless you've got any kind of major disabilities or special exceptions to that cause. They will try and always upsell, but most of the time we've never had that. We just made sure we had proper full excess cover from the site that we rented it. And if you go to our link, which we'll put in on the description, which is cardealadvisor.co.uk, and go to car rental, you'll get a fantastic deal. And all those deals come with full cover as well, especially when you select the different cars and available options. So you're driving, first time out, you're on the motorway. Now, be prepared for slightly different signage as well. In Britain, we tend to sign things fairly well. In America, it's not quite the same. You tend to find that the sign that you're looking for tends to be just on the junction or just before. And sometimes signs can be quite small, so you really have to look out for them. And also be aware of the fact that the miles an hour, the speed limit signs, will change a lot, especially when you're going through like the 192 at Kissimmee. Anywhere around Orlando, they tend to change quite often. So be aware, because there are police cars round and about, and the last thing you want is to get a speeding ticket because you didn't see the sign. There's also a thing that if you do happen to get pulled over by the police, you need to make sure that you put your hands on the dashboard where the policeman can see, where they can see them. Because if you don't, they might think that you're hiding something. So they will always say, put your hands on the dashboard or where the police can clearly see them, and let them approach you quite quietly and carefully. And then they'll ask you for your driving license and documents. So make sure that you always carry them with you when you go out in your car. Now, most American cars are automatic. so it's much easier than driving in the UK in that sense. You'll just have a selector in the middle that says reverse, park, probably park will be at the top, which is a P, then reverse, or so on, and then neutral, drive, and maybe 1, 2, 3 beneath that. So it's very, very easy to select, obviously, D for drive to go forward, R for reverse to go back, and it's as simple as that. Watch out for junctions. Make sure you're in the correct lane. One of the things that I have noticed when driving along, especially International Drive, is that the roads are so wide that people forget what lane they're in. So when you're coming out of hotels, they tend to go into the wrong lane. And watch out for traffic lights as well, because they can last a little bit longer than they do in the UK, but then you get longer to actually go through them when it's on green. Now, one of the other issues that you will find, which is unique, again, to America, certainly much different than coming from Europe or in the UK, is that in certain cases, you can turn right on a red light. Now, it will say, if it's got an absolute sign at the top that says no turning right, then you know that you can't. But in most cases, you need to follow the traffic in front. And if it looks like there's a red there, but with no slip road light, and it looks clear, and obviously you make sure you check what's coming from the left and also any other direction, you can usually turn right on a red light. But be aware, check the traffic lights, because some will tell you that you cannot, under any circumstances, turn right. So you need to be very careful, and I'm not going to be held responsible if you go on a red light and end up crashing because of it. So be aware that it is possible. Again, you need to watch the traffic in front and look at the lights carefully. It might well be worth asking a policeman or looking at any kind of document on the internet regarding turning right at traffic lights, but it is possible in a lot of the junctions, and it means that you might not have to wait quite as long. As well, watch out for when you're turning off, like major kind of, if you're on like the International Drive and you want to turn, say, right to go into a shop or a McDonald's or whatever it might be, make sure that you're in the absolute right-hand lane, because it's sometimes quite difficult to cut across because traffic doesn't tend to always give way to you. So just be aware you've got enough space and you're in lane as far ahead as you can. And also some of the turnoffs, it's like a kind of off-ramp, but they're not only 90 degree corners, but they tend to go up sometimes quite steep. So you don't want to end up having an accident or running wide because you went too fast as you turned off to get into your shop or to get to your location. Sometimes the roads can be a little bit tighter in areas. So just be aware that it is different to driving in the UK. Now, when you come to a set of traffic lights, and they do last for a wee while, it's not like Italy where they race off the lights as fast as they can. Normally, traffic in America doesn't go that fast. In fact, it's quite slow off the light. So, you know, people are quite relaxed there. So I would do the same and just kind of fit into that. If you start pushing or honking your horn, remember, Americans are armed, or certainly quite a lot of them, and they believe in their Second Amendment rights. So if you annoy them, you might just get someone pointing a gun at you at the worst possible time. So don't annoy an American. Never a good idea. But I think in the most part, you should find driving in America pretty easy. And it's great. It's good fun. And once you get onto the big highways, they're incredibly straight. They just go on for miles and miles and miles. And you can see for miles. I always remember the first time I went there, and my friend was driving, so it allowed me to have a look around. And when they have these, they have the pylons, the electricity pylons, along the sides of the motorways. But if you look towards them, you'll see that it's a straight line of pylons for almost as far as the eye can see. And you think, goodness me, they've done it in such an industrial scale. It's quite a thing to see. But driving in America is great because there's so many places to see around Orlando. For example, you might want to go to Clearwater Beach, which is absolutely beautiful. And, you know, you can enjoy the water. It's usually not too busy if you go during the week. And you can park quite nearby. There's nice shops and cafes. And it's just got a lovely, relaxed atmosphere. And what I would say is that if you want to go to the best beach that's not too far away, is go and visit Sarasota. It's about 2 hours south of Orlando. You just go down the I-4 and then follow the signs from there. And then you get to Sarasota. There's a beautiful big beach there with white sand that actually is cold. So the way that the sand works is that it must absorb the light, or it reflects it, so it doesn't actually burn your feet, because in some of these beaches the sand is so hot because you're sitting in 30 degree heat that it's quite hard to walk on. But at the beach at Sarasota, especially at one of the Keys, Siesta Key Beach, which is one of the most beautiful, it's really cool on your feet, and you'll have a lovely time walking along, dipping your toes in the water with your family or with those who are close to you, and it's just the most amazing day out. There's also a really good children's play park right next to Siesta Key Beach, and they'll love that. There's lots of there's swings and all sorts of little rides that they can go on. Also, there's hot dog stands, there's takeaway stands, you can get ice cream and all sorts. And when we were there back in 2016, it really wasn't that expensive. So there's lots of options, and it really is great fun. And if you can drive, I would strongly recommend getting a car. I know a lot of people are using all kind of taxis and things like that, and the kind of the new kind of you know, the app taxis and things like I've remembered, firms like Uber. Many people can use those and similar ones, and ones like Lyft as well, I think, are available in Orlando. And many people swear by them, that they are very good. But I have to say, you know, America's land of the free, and people like to drive. And I think you're missing a bit of an experience if you don't rent a car and get out onto the highways and explore all the wonderful scenery, the incredible theme parks, and really everything that Orlando has to offer. So there we are. That's this week's show on Hattrick's Orlando Holiday Guide. Remember, you can win a copy of my guide. All you need to do is subscribe to the channel. Subscribe to our YouTube channel as well, which you can find on YouTube. Just look for Hattrick's Orlando Holiday Guide and do that one. Send us an email to confirm. It's info@hughhattrick.com. And if you're pulled out of the hat, you'll get a copy of my wonderful guide sent to you free of charge. Have a wonderful week. If you're heading out to Orlando, enjoy it. And we'll see you in a week's time. Bye just now. If you're heading to Orlando this year, then you need Hattrick's Orlando Holiday Guide. It's packed full of essential and crucial information to make sure you get the best from an Orlando holiday. You can get it on Kindle or iBooks, or have a copy posted out to you for just £5.50, including free delivery to UK residents. Visit hughhattrick.com now for your copy. And enjoy Orlando.